First item is item P00422 of the KT, National Westminster Bank, both are actually cows.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to spend a little bit longer on the presentation than I would normally, because I think plans need a bit of explanation to help with the nature of the development, because there's a few setbacks in the building which I'm hoping I can work members through the presentation. The site is that of the old NatWest Bank on the High Street in Cowes. Members were all likely near the site well and attended a site visit there on Friday. The site area is outlined in red, the area outlined in green to the north being the restaurant slash bar called That 60s Place, which is owned by the same applicant, by the applicant of this application. A few plans have shown the existing building from the side elevation and then from the rear and then the side and the front. And then I will briefly run through some photographs of what members have mentioned. This is the restaurant That 60s Place, this being the NatWest Bank, and this being the adjoining restaurant. If I run through some floor plans of the existing premises, members would notice on site you have a large ground floor area and then a first floor area at the front of the property, but there is then a large flat roof element at the rear. And working through some photographs, and then members will notice that, well, this being the NatWest Bank, members can just make out the large flat roofed extension at the rear at this point. You've then got That 60s Place and the existing road access that runs off the High Street in between the two buildings. This being the neighbouring restaurant referred to. Some more views of up and down the High Street just show the scale of properties within this area. These are some photographs of the rear of the property. Members did attend the site visit on Friday. This being the existing property, the kind of yellow buff brick that you can see. This being the restaurant alongside, and then this element being the That 60s Place. I know the questions were asked about these windows during the site visit, that is covered in the Oxford report, and they are effectively currently providing a storage area for That 60s Place. They do have consent to be bedroom accommodation for the restaurant. I would just hope that this facility will provide that provision, because the restaurant requires the storage that space currently provides for. This is a photograph just to show the relationship with the boundary and those neighbouring properties to the south of the site. But to note, the blue building, just to be seen in the corner here, is the house division of houses. Proposed development extends effectively as far as the red brick element, so it doesn't protrude past that building. Members have noted a kind of a wire mesh fence on site, and that being the extent of the extension effectively. Again, just some images of that building that members saw. The cars in the foreground of that image being on the adjacent site. Running briefly through some elevations of the proposed development, what the development seeks is an extension at first floor level, second floor level effectively, and a large extension at the rear and to the side. I would say when viewing this is obviously seen from the front elevation. What members need to do is just what I'm going to do is run through the other elevations, pointing out parts of the building, because there is this first floor extension that is proposed and does come over this element of the building that's set back, so it doesn't appear in this elevation as true. Running through those, members will hopefully see what I mean, in that here we have the balcony that members would have seen at this point. And then running through that, you've got that's the height increase there, but the element of the front of the building is at this point, so that's an element of setback. So you've got the existing story of the building at the point of the cursor, that increase in height is then stepped back at this point, and then step back again behind the balcony at this point. That then runs through to the rear elevation, which is the full three-storey in height, with the ground floor element providing effectively an undercover area for seating for a potential restaurant internally. And then the side elevation from the other direction, obviously you've got the existing building, the extension shown at this point, and the side, that being adjacent to the existing building, so it sits alongside it, this being the extension to the rear. Running through some floor plans of the proposal, what members are assuming that the application seeks a varied use of the ground floor for effectively commercial purposes. So it would provide retail units as well as cafes and post office space. But those retail units and those commercial units would be versatile. They would have dividing walls that could be removed and moved, so that as the needs of the user within them changes, the unit can change. So they can get bigger or smaller depending on actually whether that the premises requires more space or less, making it a much more versatile space in the current high street climate. That being the ground floor, the back of the building would provide effectively a covered area for seating for a potential restaurant or simply just a public walkway. Linked through to the walkway that comes out here that you can go through, so it effectively acts as an arcade when open. Moving to the upper stories, on the first floor, you have a restaurant space that would attach to that 60s place. So the light grey line you can see here is the adjacent restaurant, that 60s place. This is where that extension attaches to that step back. This again is the balcony I highlighted on the front elevation. So this element of the scheme would be parallel to the setback of that current restaurant, and then would come through to the very back of the site where the fencing was I referred to earlier. That provides a restaurant extension to the that 60s place and a selection of rooms which would effectively provide bed and breakfast accommodation. On the second floor, which is the additional floor at the front and then further to the rear, provides further bedroom accommodation that would be managed by the restaurant and the that 60s place effectively as rooms for accommodation. Moving through, I've provided this image because I thought it would be useful in relation to the letters of representation that were originally received with this application. Members would have noted through the report we highlight the fact that a number of letters were received raising concerns over the scale, mass, and height of the building. What I thought would be useful is providing this image. Obviously, as stated, there is an element of the building setback but at a distance. But what this shows is the setback from the neighbouring property. And so the scale of the development from the frontage is now significantly less than it was when the application was originally submitted, with an entire story coming off the building. At this stage, that's as far as I'm going to go with the presentation, but obviously open for questions as well.
Thank you very much,
sir.
We have speakers introduced with the applicant and Councillor Wallace Parkinson for the parish. Mr. Dewsbury, if you can go first, you have 3 minutes.
Is this on? Yeah. I'd like to address the concerns that this development is impacting on wider generation aspirations. That's been the parish's main concern. For the past 11 months, I've actively engaged with various interested parties, including the Old Wider Generation Director, who I must say has been very positive and an active facilitator in conversations with the House Harbour Commission and Red Bundle. I've also met with senior council members to talk about the options. I've often worked with and considered any formal approach for broader regeneration success. I also offered to provide bus access via my property from the rear to the high street, but this was deemed impractical by Harland Roads. Whilst meeting many times with these stakeholders, it became obvious that in reality there is zero in the way of an actual consensus plan. There is a desire to do something, but nothing specified. There is a question about funding, who would pay for whatever it is that gets developed. And to be a turnaround town to the Cow Gateway or Dunmore Key concept, but it seems to lack substance. I've also been directly advised by Red Funnel that they have no capacity to take on additional projects for the next 5 years due to their East Cowes commitments. Prior to seeking my pre-planning assessment in January, I was very distressed and had some unpleasant communications with certain development entities who claimed to represent stakeholders in the Cowes Town Council. I was politely threatened with the use of compulsory purchase powers. I was then shown a hand-drawn sketch of a 4-floor, 64-bed travel lodge and picture express that ran right across the Cowes Harbour Commission to the seafront. They had the same opportunity as I had to buy the decommissioned bank. They did not. I agreed to consider a cooperation proposal. This was back in February, and now 9 months, 9 months later, I saw that I had a reply. I requested to attend stakeholders group because I have a personal interest in the success of the area, and despite these endeavours, I have not been granted permission, even though objections have been lodged. In summary, this plan aligns with the Isle-wide core strategy plan and council commitment to support sustainable development. It will deliver services and amenities that support the Isle-wide ideal as a place for investment for tourism, visitor accommodation in the leisure sector. Your approval today will allow disabled pedestrian ramp access to the new post office, secreting it out to open without it. The scheme has modified opens up vehicle-free pedestrian access, community services, quality resident visitor accommodation, aligns with the objectives, and provides employment for my managers I have with me today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please. Yes.
We have Council Work Department in the Parish. So you have to do this.
Thank you, Chair. The objections from Council Town Council in May and September of this year still stand, although we acknowledge there has been a reduction in the planned height to bring the building more in line with its neighbours. That said, we feel it's still dominant and does not enhance the conservation area. We have no objection in the principle of the proposed development. Anything that brings jobs, people, investment, spending into the town is welcome. Oh, what is it? We don't just want anything. We want something that fits in the street scene that is pleasing to the eye, and we don't think this is it. An opportunity to enhance the character and appearance of the surrounding area has been missed. This 1960s box building has been so much more. Were these 1960s architects also responsible for County Hall? Going off base slightly, we have read that the post office contract has been signed. The town council truly welcomes the post office back into the heart of the town. Post office contacted Cowes during the past 12 months, and they would welcome applications from businesses in the town. Several high street businesses applied, but the first obstacle. If the flat or apartment above a business is not owner-occupied, i.e. rented accommodation, then a licence will not be granted. It's a security issue, perhaps. So we're not sure how this fits in with this application. The roads above this post office are planned to provide holiday tourist accommodation and will certainly not be owner-occupied. Perhaps I could ask the applicant to comment on this point. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Michelsi.
Thank you. I'm speaking in support of this application. There's been talk of development in the general area of the bank for as many years as I can remember. But there are so many different stakeholders involved with different agendas that I doubt anything meaningful will ever happen within my lifetime. Those of you who visited the site last Friday have seen the high standards of the works taking place inside. Comments have been made that the building is in a conservation area, but the building itself is already totally out of keeping with the rest of the high street. However, Mr. Tewsbury has already demonstrated his commitment to the high street by turning the premises next door to the bank from a dirty, dilapidated gaming parlour into a smart and innovative cafe slash restaurant. I have no doubt he plans to change the old bank building into something much more in keeping with what is expected in Cowes High Street. The use of the building as a shopping arcade inside to provide small retail units will give many people, particularly craft businesses, the opportunity to get on the retail ladder without the huge expense of renting a full shop unit. It is estimated that once the building is complete, it could potentially create 25 new jobs. Comments have been made that business will attract more cars to Cowes. This is absurd. It is like saying that retail shops in Cowes, my own included, should should not try and increase the footfall of its clients because of the lack of car parking facilities. Yes, car parking is a problem in Cowes, as it is in many other island towns and villages, but that is completely a separate issue that needs to be addressed with a completely different committee. The lack of car parking should not prevent high-speed innovative ideas. And finally, for a town like Cowes with its international reputation, it is crazy that there is not a single bank or post office in the high street area. It is almost impossible for the elderly and infirmed to climb the steep hill up to the nearest post office in Millville Road. This development gives the high street a post office again and would be much welcomed, especially by the businesses in Cowes. I fully support this application and I'm pleased to see some vibrancy being brought back into the centre of Cowes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The accommodation rooms, would they be having cooking facilities? And also, is there any provision for fire escape?
Yes, I think is the answer to both of those questions. Actually, the design access to submitted with the application goes into detail as to how different elements of the scheme would be provided fire access in terms of separate subdivision of those spaces, so you haven't got necessarily bed and breakfast accommodation using the same estates as the restaurant. That's all being thought through within the layout. But would also be an element that would be vital to building regulations, so you can check through your building regulations without being able to demonstrate that. But it has been considered within the layout. In terms of the booking process for the rooms, it's anticipated from a planning perspective that would be undertaken by the restaurant facility, which currently has consent for that nature of accommodation. It would effectively run the proposals for those rooms is much like the principle of the That 60 Place in that they would be themed. So effectively you would have a Doctor Who room and a James Bond room and things like that. So it follows with the principle of themed accommodation. Thank you.
Questions quite simple. Is there any lifts to the upper floors for disabled people?
I'm going to shout because my microphone won't go on, so apologies. Thank you, Chairman, through you. And at this point of the cursor there, that I believe is a lift that runs up through the building there.
That's excellent.
But effectively, if they don't, it's a matter for them in terms of access and building regulations.
Yeah, I would have thought that if rented accommodation should have an elevator, so there's no discrimination between disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Councillor Lilly, Councillor Bison, Councillor Jones Evans, and now Councillor Lilly.
There seems to be a little bit of confusion about the post office. Can I get confirmation that the post office is going to be in the building and that there is adequate disabled access for that part of the building?
I think the answer is yes, but it's
thanks, Chair. I think effectively I'm going to answer the question in a backwards way and in a two-fold way, unfortunately. Apologies for that. As members will see on the front elevation shown, the proposal would actually incorporate a ramp into the ground floor building, which it doesn't currently have, so it only has a stepped access. So the post office are currently, as I understand it, operating out of the building, and the works have been undertaken to accommodate them at present before the works are undertaken to try and speed that process up. So currently there isn't access for a ramp, there is purely the steps that access the previous bank. However, the proposal would incorporate a ramp access at the side of those steps to ensure there was disabled access to the ramp floor of that building and through the entire arcade of shops. In terms of the post office, that element is within the building at the moment. Granted, the parish council alluded to issues with regards to the lease of that process, that is a leasing matter and not a planning matter. The application does not specifically hold on a post office. The application seeks consent for retail commercial space on the ground floor. So I would suggest that currently the post office is within there. The proposal is to utilise a space within that building for a post office. Obviously, if the post office chooses to end that lease, that is nothing that the planning process can be involved in. But the intention is, yes, that's going to accommodate the post office.
Councillor
Boyce. Thank you, Chair. I don't have a question as such, but I just wanted to make a comment in regards to how the committee feel about comments from the town and parish councils. It's always very hard for us if the town and parish council haven't come to us with some material reasons to reject an application that's recommended for approval. And I just want to reassure the town and parish council that we really do value their comments and listen to what they say. But having heard what they say and looking at what's in front of us, I don't think anyone can say that this wouldn't be a massive improvement. You've got an ugly building there that's going to be updated and enlarged. You could say it's open airing, but there's many open airing buildings along Council High Street, I'm afraid. And also, the fact that this is already partly up and running, it's different. It's unusual. It's something I'd love to see us having people. I think on that basis, once other members of the committee have spoken, I'll be happy to recommend that we accept this.
Councillor Jones. Councillor Jones.
Thank you, Charles. Ms. Wilkins, I wonder if you could just show me on the plans where the bins are alternatively. It's often a tricky issue to deal with in cramped spaces, especially in high streets. We don't want to have bins on the road for collection.
Effectively, there are a number of spaces within the site for storage, but the bins are shown to be at this point here within the building. So they would be effectively within the ground floor for the building. So they wouldn't be kind of at the rear or the front where they could potentially spill out effectively. And that would be used in conjunction with the existing storage that 60 space has for bins and refuge.
I was just wondering
what
you've heard. That is, we mentioned in the report that after these comments about the overly known development, the massive scale of the building, I understand it has come down rapidly. Some might sort of, you know, layman's mathematics seem like at least doubled in size, the building. So why do you think it's not under development in this location?
Yes,
through the chairman, I'm going to partly answer that question. If I have got these additional plans, which actually may help to explain the elements of the building that are additional to the scheme. So what members see in front of them is the ground floor with the original back layout and then the proposed layout of the building in red, and then the adjacent that sits in place in red, and the neighbouring property in grey. Green within that plan is the extension as part of the proposed development, and then moving up you've got that at first and second floor. It shows the relationship with those neighbours a bit better if members are struggling to see kind of the elements that's additional. The report details why officers are recommending approval to the application based on the scale of the proposed development. Ultimately, it is a balanced recommendation. It's one based on the fact that there is a need for a critical mass within this building to get an viable scheme. There is a balance between the harm that may result, and I say may result, it depends on your judgment on the application, in terms of the context of character, the different properties, elements like that that are being considered within the separate paragraphs of the report. Effectively, in undertaking that consideration, we have to balance that element of impact against the economic benefits of a scheme such as this. And for what officers consider to be an enhancement to the character of the area where you currently have a building that is out of context, that would be rendered and clad with timber, which would actually bring its appearance much more into a contemporary and appropriate image for that high street. So officers consider actually, when considering the other scales of buildings in Cowes, it sits appropriately within its context. Thank you.
Final question, if I may, Councillor Boyce.
One final question, yeah.
Thank you, Scott, that's very helpful. Also, part of the 11 plan, we can consider the impact of a building from the sea. Is there any impact on this building, which is coming up quite a way up high as well? Is there any impact from the seascape?
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to ask that question by effectively showing you a photograph. This is the existing rear of that site. Yes, the building would come out as far as that red brick element and would be slightly higher than that if you were on this, the extension. However, officers consider this existing rear appearance is exceptionally detrimental, should we say, to the character of the area. You could argue it has a neutral impact, but you don't really see it. But it's not providing a positive contribution to the conservation area. Officers consider actually having a more holistic designed rear extension with glazing and with activity is actually far in a significant improvement on the vista when looking at it from the water.
And you have the same cladding on the back when you look at the front.
Effectively, this is a, sorry, Chairman, to review, this is the plan showing the rear elevation, and as you'll see, that close together lines effectively indicate the timber cladding, and then the white at the first and second floor element indicates a render. This element to the rear would actually be an overhang, and so members can see this is the end of the building, and then overhang area that provides potential external seating space under cover, and so that part would be.
Raise our bar, as it were, in conservation area, get the very best finish.
We have proposing to grant planning permission from Councillor Price, seconded by Councillor Howe. Those in favour of that recommendation, please raise your right hand.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
I think that's unanimous. Any other dates?
Sorry.
Any decisions? Unanimous. Thank you very much. We've